a Motivational Monday. We haven't done this in a while here on the Wayne and Jane Show, but you know what? I met this guy and I said, you've got to come on the show and share your story. It's just unbelievable. My guest today, Matty Malhotra. He grew up in the streets in poverty in India, then went over to the UK, built himself a successful life, and now he's coaching people from all over the world on how to live better lives. Welcome, Matty. You're my first guest from Britain.
That's great.
So welcome. Okay, so the reason you're on here is because you weren't always the happiest young man in Britain. In fact, you started out in a life of poverty in India. Tell us about that.
Right, I was born in India in a village where we had problems with water, electricity, and it was full of crime. And I failed at school. I was bullied at school, so I wasn't good at academics. I was hopeless. I was abused physically and mentally. I was depressed and even suicidal at one time. And the religious pressure was very high too. So that was the main problems I had there living in India.
And then fast forward to where your journey has taken you today. The reason you're here is because when you've gone through those kind of issues and problems, it makes us, don't you think it's easier for us to succeed, us that are living in Canada and living this great life that we have?
Yeah, I think so. This is why I'm really thankful. I am in a Western world. I'm in a developed country. I'm really thankful that the basic necessities of daily life, you people don't have to worry about it. People here just can look into their studies or profession and just concentrate there. Whereas where I come from, the basic necessities of life took so much time and energy every day that there was very less left for other things to be done.
All right, so you get to a point, what were you, about 18 years of age, and you said, okay, I can't live like this. I know there's a better life out there in the world. What happened at that point?
Yes, I was frustrated and I was depressed, and the pressure from the family and religion and everywhere else was really high. So I thought, I can't really live here, and I didn't want to live a life of mediocrity. So I thought I should move to a Western country where I have more opportunities, I have freedom for myself, and I can live a life of my dreams. I can create it myself.
And you did that by going to school, right?
Yes, I came to a college. I came as a student to a city called Nottingham in the UK. I studied IT, and then I got a high-paying job with British Telecoms, which was really great. And I paid off all my loans I had from India for as a student and for living expenses. That was really great.
And then you walked away from it all. Matty, why'd you walk away from it?
Yes, people can't really get it, but I wasn't really fulfilled, Wayne. IT wasn't my passion. I went into IT for money, but when I was there, I really didn't feel fulfilled. It was like there was some emptiness within me that this is not what I'm supposed to do. So I started, you know, reading personal development books and attending personal development seminars in London and changing my life. I applied it all in my life then.
But Matty, that's how most people live. Unfulfilled lives of, I hate my job, I hate my life.
Yeah, that's a sad truth about 21st century, that we have more negative emotions than happiness and fulfillment.
Okay, so I want you to address those issues. How can somebody who's living like that right now, how can they start to change their life? What's your advice?
Right, I would say three things there. First thing I would like to say is past does not equal to the future, which means whatever happened in the past does not mean that your future is going to be the same. So we all can create the life of our dreams. Second, I would say no one is coming for the rescue. People wait for the right time. People wait for God to come or anything else. But I would like to say it's your life. You have to take the responsibility. No one else is going to take action on your behalf. Mm-hmm. And the third thing is, focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And that's the biggest problem. We keep blaming, we keep moaning, we keep complaining about the problems and, you know, keep dwelling in our mind, this is my problem, problem, problem. Rather than that, we need to change our focus towards the solution, how I can resolve the problems in every area of my life to make it better.
Now, in working with clients, have you put them in that direction and seen changes?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, my website is full of testimonials and it really works. definitely.
Okay. What we want to do is we want to send our listeners off to get your free book. Just finished it, brand new, and they can download it at your website for betterment.com. Maddie, I wish we had more time to go into your story, but hopefully the listeners will go check it out on your website.
Sure, definitely. Thanks for this opportunity, and I wish every listener a more successful and happier life.
Thank you. That is Maddie Malhotra. His website, again, for you to do the download is forbetterment.com, forbetterment.com. And, of course, we'll have that up on our blog on the Wayne and Jane Show at kbsradio.ca.